Here's a new way to stay connected to Issues Etc. Check out our page on Facebook. Network with fellow Issues Etc. junkies. Sign up to become a fan, and we'll send you updates on future topics and guests. You'll even find photos of in-studio guests, Todd drinking chelada, and highlights from our one-year anniversary open house. You'll discover that Todd, Jeff, and Craig really do have faces for radio on Facebook. Issues Etc. on Facebook. Another way to stay connected to Issues Etc. Facebook.com/issuesETC.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. on this Friday afternoon, September the 11th. Of course, the date is significant, 8 years from the terrorist attacks. I know that most people weren't even paying attention to worldwide Islam very much when the attacks took place. The focus of our mind went upon worldwide Islam and the Muslims among us. Have our attitudes about Muslims and Islam changed? Greg Smith joins us. He's senior researcher at the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life based in Washington, D.C. Greg, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you for having me.
In the last 8 years, since September 11th, 2001, have Americans' attitudes toward Islam and Muslims changed significantly?
Well, there's been some change. I'll tell you, we see it really in two ways, I think. The first is that over the last 8 years, Americans have slowly and gradually come to have a greater level of familiarity and knowledge about Islam. Today, 45% of adults tell us that they personally know someone who is Muslim. That was more like 38% back in 2001 or 2002. Similarly, about 4 in 10 Americans are able to correctly name Allah as the name that Muslims use to refer to God and the Quran as the name of the Islamic holy text. That also represents an increase compared with the months just following the attacks of 9/11. At the same time, we also see that views about Islam's association with violence have fluctuated in recent years. In this current survey, we found that a plurality of the public says Islam is no more likely than other faiths to encourage violence among its believers. That represents a slightly more positive view compared with a few years ago.
So how would you characterize the knowledge base of the average American with regard to Islam in general?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say that most people know at least something about Islam. They either know a Muslim themselves, or they are able to at least name some basic facts about the religion. There are relatively few people, I want to say about a quarter of the public, who really looks to have very little familiarity with Islam at all. About a quarter say they don't know a Muslim, and they're unfamiliar with the term Allah, and they're unfamiliar with the term Quran.
The survey did reveal that Americans have a sense that Muslims are discriminated against. Talk about that, if you would.
That's right. One of the questions we ask people is whether or not they think a series of groups, religious groups and other kinds of groups, are discriminated against very much. And what we found is that 6 in 10 people tell us that, as far as they know, according to their perception, Muslims do face a lot of discrimination in the United States today. And that is significantly more than say the same about Jews or atheists or evangelical Christians or Mormons. In fact, the only group we asked about that people perceive as facing more discrimination than Muslims is gays and lesbians. About 2/3 of the public tells us they think gays and lesbians face a lot of discrimination in the U.S. today.
And that is the general population's predominantly non-Muslims view of how Muslims live in this country.
That's exactly right. That's the perception of the general population about the amount of discrimination that various groups face.
How does that differ from that perception, if it was measured at all, closer to September 11th, 2001?
You know, this is the first time we've asked that particular question, so it's hard to tell how that has changed over the last 8 years. One of the things I can say, looking back to a survey that we did in 2007, a survey that we did of Muslims living in the United States, we did find that this is a real concern for many, many Muslims living here. In fact, when we asked them, what's the most important problem, in your own words, that's faced by the Muslim community in the United States today. Many respondents told us discrimination, prejudice, ignorance, misunderstanding about Islam is the greatest problem we face. At the same time, we found that about a quarter of Muslims in the U.S. told us that they themselves had experienced discrimination in the U.S. So I think that it's possible that what the public is picking up on in terms of perceptions of discrimination against Islam may reflect the experiences that many Muslims face.
So do most Americans believe that there is a link between Islam and violence?
No, they don't. Only about, in this most recent survey, a little more than one-third of the public says that they believe that that Islam causes violence more so than other religions. So that's certainly not most people. That's well short of a majority. However, it's also important to note that it's not a small number. You know, one-third of more than 200 million adults in the country represents a lot of people who do have these concerns.
Greg Smith is Senior Research Fellow at the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life, based in Washington, D.C. You can read their new survey about Muslims, Islam, under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org. Click on demand. Greg, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you for having me.